This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 13 for Thursday, August 10th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ice futures canola market is showing some strength Thursday morning, but was mostly lower while under pressure by numerous factors. European rapeseed is up, but Chicago soil and Malaysian palm oil are down to start the day. Crude oil is also lower despite recent large purchases by Asian refineries. The Canadian dollar is up 1/4 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. Rain is in the forecast today for much of Manitoba and Saskatchewan, as well as southern Alberta. The November canola contract is down $1.90 per ton at $774 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving higher prior to the release of monthly supply-demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Friday. Inflation in the U.S. rose to 3.2% in July on an annual basis. According to the U.S. Weekly Export Sales Report, 150,400 tons of old crop corn were sold for the week ended August 3rd, 40% more than the previous week. Most sales were made by Saudi Arabia, Colombia, and Mexico. For new crop, 758,400 tons were sold, with more than half going to Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said 1.023 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the week ended August 4th, 44,000 lower than the week before. Ethanol stocks increased by 20,000 barrels to 22.88 million. The Rosario Grain Exchange projects Argentina's 2023-24 corn crop to be 56 million tons, 22 million more than the previous year. Ukraine's Ag Ministry said the country exported 1.33 million tons of corn since July. The September corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.85. The USDA said that 406,600 tons of old crop soybeans were sold for export during the week ended August 3rd, with half going to unknown destinations in Germany. New crop sales totaled 1.096 million for the same week, with most going to China. Sales of old crop soy meal were down 12% from last week to 144,100 tons, while new crop sales were 285,800 tons. Old crop soy oil saw 700 tons of net sales reductions. The Rosario Grain Exchange estimated Argentina's soybean crop to increase 28 million tons to 48 million next year. Soybean imports to the European Union have totaled 1.09 million tons so far this marketing year as of August 6. The September soybean contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.69. The November contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.26. Export sales for new crop U.S. wheat reached a marketing year high of 567,600 tons for the weekend at August 3rd, up 35% from last week. Strategy Grains cut its EU wheat production estimate by 1.5 million tons to 124.7 million, while wheat shipments from the EU totaled 2.92 million tons so far this year. Ukraine has exported 1.08 million tons of wheat since July 1st. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.41. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.69. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is 2 U.S. cents per bushel higher at $8.22. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.